he's holding back tears. She broke through his thick skin. He still didn't quite come around. He kept his walls up. But then when he found out that, you know, it wasn't, it was actually old Robbie Gold who, you know, was the would-be father of the other dancer, then he changed his tune quick and he was dancing and he was dancing dirty.
That premise is really risque.
Yeah, a little racy. It was made in 87, but I think it was supposed to be set in the 60s. So I imagine people were even more conservative back then, but, you know, not when it came out. So I don't know. Maybe that's not helpful information.
I don't know, but I'm really happy to say that I have finally seen it. And I liked it. I enjoyed it. I don't know if that's one movie that I'm going to be watching over and over and over again, but it was cute. And Patrick
Swayze.
Swayze.
I want to watch Ghost. We're going to keep this marathon going. More Swayze. If you have any Patrick Swayze recs, please DM the Net Chicks. We'll watch them.
Okay. You want to talk about a couple of things I see on your...
We already covered them. I made a few notes.
Oh, you did. Wait, what's Saint Maud?
That's the one that I haven't covered. Everything else on that list has been spoken about. Saint Maud. If anyone likes scary movies, you got to go check out this movie. You can watch it on Apple TV. It's on, like, Apple makes you sign up for this streaming service, I think called Epics, to watch it. But then you get a week free trial, so you can just cancel after you watch the movie. Can I say that on here? Yeah. Workarounds, trying to be, economical for your followers. Really good movie. I don't even know. It's not, if you want, jump out of your, you know, jump off the couch stairs. It's not that. It's more a look at mental health. And there are some scary aspects to it, but just all around the best movie that I've watched in a while, and I recommend it.
Yeah, you were like obsessing over this movie. I don't really like scary movies. I like psychological thrillers, not so much this type of movie, but I'm glad you loved it because you were so excited about it.
It was just really good. It's dark. It's uncomfortable. It's hard to watch at times, but I just thought it was incredibly well done, and I think everyone should watch it. If you watch the Babadook.
Oh yeah.
That scary movie, also very good. Similarly, kind of a look at mental health, really well done movie. Scarier than Saint Maud. Am I saying that right? MAUD. I don't know. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. I don't know. I don't have any friends named.